We have Ken Bousfield, Mike Grange, Nathan Hall, and Heather Bob.
Very good. All right, let's go ahead and start then, for the sake of time. Thank you all for being able to join with us this morning. My notes show that we have just one item on the agenda this morning, and that is the consideration for the Pontagon Cliff assistance loan. Is that the only item we have, Michael? Did I miss something else?
Nope, that's it for today, Paul.
Okay, and with Betty not here, let's just move into a discussion on the on this item. Nathan, are you doing this one?
Yes.
Okay.
So, good morning, everybody. Pontagon Cliffs Special Service District, it's located just outside of Hatch, if you know where that is requesting $17,000 in financial assistance.
Good morning, this is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty.
We just...
Nathan's just giving us an introduction to the project.
Okay, thank you.
So, Pontagon is asking for $17,000 from the Drinking Water Board. Their project consists of replacing some electrical equipment that was damaged during a lightning storm recently, and then also while they're in there working on it, upgrading some SCADA for their system so they can manually track things and turn things on and off. Total water system improvement costs are estimated to be $17,500, and the district has $500 that they can put towards the project. Based on information from the Utah Tax Commission, the 2012 Magi for Pontagon Cliffs is $39,167. And when I compare that to the state Magi, it's close enough that if you don't have decimal places, it's exactly the same as the state Magi, so pretty close. The current average monthly water bill has been calculated as $69.21. And that equals 2.12% of their local Magi. So we ran what we call the base evaluation, which is a 100% loan for 20 years. And that resulted in a new water bill of almost $78, and that is 2.39% of the local Magi. So they qualify to be considered for principal forgiveness or reduced interest rate. So the base evaluation is shown in the table, and then also we ran a 100% grant scenario to show you what that would look like. We talked about this last week with the Financial Assistance Committee, and they recommended that the Drinking Water Board authorize the $17,000 construction grant. We can call it a grant because we're planning on using state funds instead of federal, to Pontagon Cliffs SSSD to replace their damaged electrical equipment and upgrade the SCADA system. They've attached a copy of their IPS report showing they have 20 IPS points. That is due to them not having a certified operator on record with us. So we'd like to make that a condition of the funding that they get that taken care of and get an operator. And with that, we'll turn it to you for comments or questions.
Go ahead, Betty.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. We found that they didn't have the certified operator on that. And that is not, this is a new lightning strike as we had discussed at our Finance Committee meeting, right?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I didn't write it down, so I forget it. So last time in a financial assistance conference call, we talked about how the project from a couple of years ago was a electrical surge that knocked out some of their equipment, and part of the conditions for that funding was to make sure they have surge protection. Having said that, even if this was the same equipment, a lot of times surge protection doesn't work against a lightning strike. But they have confirmed that this is different equipment that was hit, and it's completely separate from that other funding.
Can they get lightning suppressors to put onto this equipment so they don't have this problem again?
They are upgrading it to the latest code and having the surge protection that they need. So as long as it's not too big of a surge, it will handle it. But even if you have the proper equipment, it doesn't always guarantee lightning won't blow it out. Our church in Tooele, the school next to the church got hit by lightning, and it traveled up the gas line and blew out a 5-foot crater where the gas line goes into the church building, and it blew all of the equipment in the church. It took several months to get everything back up and running. And they have all of the surge protection and everything you're supposed to have. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out, that even if you do have the proper equipment, sometimes lightning will blow clear through it.
Well, we had the same problem on a lift station, a sewer lift station, and we had the lightning suppressor on there, and what it done is it burned a $30 circuit breaker, and it was 2 minutes to change it out and it was up and running again.
Gotcha. So that is better.
Yeah.
Okay. And just for the minutes, who was speaking?
This is Brett.
Okay.
Control.
All right. Any further questions or comments from the board?
Yeah, this is David. I just have a quick question. Is this the kind of hillside community that's just north of Hatch?
I thought it was just south of Hatch.
No,
south of Hatch. Okay.
I don't know.
The picture doesn't show up very well, but if you go to Google Earth and zoom in, there's a little community just south and east, I believe, of Hatch. But it is kind of a little hillside community.
But there's one to the north, too. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I asked the operator about that, and I'm pretty sure he said it was the one south of Hatch. But I only 99% sure, not 100%.
Any additional questions or comments? We'll go ahead and then receive a motion from the board.
This is Paul. I'll make a motion that we accept the Financial Committee recommendation that the board authorize a $17,000 construction grant to Ponce de Gaunt Cliffs to replace damaged electrical equipment and upgrade their SCADA system. That they also resolve any and all issues on the compliance report.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Do we have a second?
Roger, second.
Okay, motion by Paul. Roger has the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, is Michael there?
Yeah.
Turn it back to Michael or Paul?
Yep.
Well, I think this is the only agenda item. So just a reminder, our next meeting is what date again, Michael?
January 9th.
January 9th in Salt Lake.
And we are planning a work session that morning to continue our discussion on energy efficiency incentives.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay,
so that'll be at 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The work session at 9 and the meeting at 1.
Very good. Any other items from anybody on the board or staff?
Just happy holidays and travel safely and be safe with your family.
Thank you.
Thanks, Betty.
Yeah, all right.
Well.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk
Thank
to you, later.
You for your time.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later.